content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is John Ivey for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Sports Illustrated for Kids. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you from the May issue of Scout Life. And we're going to begin right away, finishing up with The Hitchin Rack, Letters to Pedro. Dear Pedro, I like going on campouts, but the food my patrol likes differs from my taste greatly. I think y'all should print recipes for picky eaters like me. An example would be that, well, instead of omelets, you should just cook scrambled eggs with salt and pepper. That's from Ace B, from the Internet.
Picky eater, Ace? I can so not relate. But as my bud Elijah says, we should respect other people. You should talk to your patrol pals and see if you can come up with a menu you all would like.
And finally, hi, Pedro. I have a few questions. The purple sweater looks itchy, is it? And two, if you eat so many tacos and milkshakes, how are your teeth? And three, do you have weekends off? That's from Aaron D. in Sonoma, California.
Number one, itchier than Marlboro fur hair hide, Aaron? Anything is improvement over that. My teeth are perfectly Marlboro-rific. Just check out my smiling mug. It's always work. Work, work for this record-setting Marlboro. So, it's off to the cozy corral to begin work. Work, work, working on my assault on gastrointestinal history. Catch you next month.
Now we go to page 16. How to be prepared for a total lunar eclipse. There's one coming up this month, and you won't want to miss it. What is a lunar eclipse? A lunar eclipse happens when the moon moves directly behind Earth, causing our planet to be between the moon and the sun. The moon crosses into Earth's shadow, resulting in a really cool effect on how the moon appears to us Earthlings. There are several types of lunar eclipses. One, during a partial lunar eclipse, the moon crosses only through the edge of the Earth's shadow. In a penumbral eclipse, the moon is completely within the brighter outer portion, penumbral of Earth's shadow, but not in the darker inner portion. During an umbral eclipse, the moon passes through the edge of the darkest inner portion, umbra, of the shadow. And in a total lunar eclipse, the moon moves completely within the umbra. It is the rarest of lunar eclipses. How can I see it? The great thing about lunar eclipses, you don't need any special equipment to see them. Lunar eclipses often go unnoticed, even though they are visible over a great area. After all, most people don't look at the moon often enough to notice a slight shadow, dimming, or discoloration. Just go outside on the right date at the right time and look for the moon in the night sky. You can use your binoculars or a telescope if you'd like, but even with the naked eye, you'll notice the moon looks different. Great. Well, when is it? It has been more than 2 years since the last total lunar eclipse. The next one will occur early in the morning on May 26th. Now, how early are we talking? A lunar eclipse lasts several hours. It takes some time for the moon to move across even a small section of the sky. The total lunar eclipse on May 26th begins at 4:47 a.m. Eastern Time. But don't worry, that's the moment the moon first touches Earth's shadow, and there isn't much to see at that point anyway. The eclipse won't reach totality the moment it passes through the darkest portion of Earth's shadow until around 7:11 a.m. Eastern Time. You'll have about 14 minutes after that to catch the full effect. Then it gradually stops being a lunar eclipse as the moon moves out of the Earth's shadow and sets below the horizon. In some places on the East Coast, the moon will set before the horizon before it reaches totality. That's okay. Just get up before sunrise to view what should be a really cool change in the color of the moon. Nice. So what exactly will I see? During the roughly 14 minutes of totality, direct sunlight is being blocked by the Earth, and the only light reaching the moon is being refracted by Earth's atmosphere. This produces a reddish color that would be kind of creepy if you didn't know about science. It's understandable why ancient cultures thought something was seriously wrong when they spotted a total lunar eclipse. Moving on to page 18, let's look at rainbows. Rainbows are made when light shines through water. Usually this happens when it rains. But it can also happen in fog, mist, or dew. Turn the page for more about rainbows. Hawaii has the most rainbows in the United States. You can't fly over a rainbow, nor, spoiler alert, is there a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. The Guinness World Record for longest-lasting rainbow observation took place in Taipei, Taiwan, in 2017. The rainbow could be seen for 9 hours. Colors always appear in the same order: red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, and violet. The colors in a rainbow are made when light shines through droplets of water. Rainbows are exactly full circles. Because we view them from the ground, we see only the U shape. Sometimes you can see a full circle rainbow from an airplane. Moving on to males and more. Some cartoon characters here on page 28. Lion Pride, Imaginary Cannery. Says one of the characters, "I love making birdhouses." Next character, a scout takes care of nature. If you are not building a birdhouse, then what are you going to build? A dragon house for my dragon. Dragons are not real. And then all of a sudden, "Roar, Toby!" "Sorry, Toby, but my friends say you are not real." Fool them. Tiger's Adventures. Young tiger to older tiger. "Hey, Dad, what you doing?" Older tiger, "Well, hi, Tiger, I'm just reading my journal." "Oh, yeah, I forgot about your journal." "That's probably because I write in it after you go to bed." "What are you reading about?" "Well, about our camp out last summer. Do you remember when we forgot the chocolate for our s'mores and used peanut butter instead?" "I forgot about that. Those were so good." "That's why it's good to keep a journal." "I'm going to start a journal and write about asking you about your journal. And I'll write in my journal about you asking me about my journal and you starting your own journal." Yeah, I think that's right. More comics. We have Wolfgang, Hike, and Chew. And we have some characters. Looks like they're in a forest. "Hey, what a great day for a hike. The birds chirping in the trees, a soft wind rustling the leaves, the lightly buzzing of the bees. Snark! And a gigantic Willoughby sneeze. I have allergies. My ears are ringing." Next, we have the Bear Bunch. "Hey, Cousin Grizz." "Cousin Paul, wow, you're pretty far from home." "Well, I'm on vacation." "Care for a toasted marshmallow?" "Polar bear?" "Oh, yeah. Do you have enough to share?" "I brought a few friends, and the grizzly has 1, 2, 3, 4 polar bears to share his marshmallow with." "Oh, okay. Friends do share." The next comic we have is Weeblos Woody. And we have two people here, Weeblos and his friend. "I sure do love bird watching." They're looking through the binoculars. And she said, "Well, I do too." And the birds, they're watching the humans. "I sure do love human watching." "Tweet, tweet, tweet, tweet. Me too." And next comic we have Dink, Duff, and Desi. Dink. Taking a nap. Duff. Taking a nap. Desi. Taking a nap. The two little bunnies. The birdies. And in the little tent, everyone's sleeping. Then the scout and the squirrel. Another Weeblow scout. And have we little girl scout. Shh. We're saving energy. Thrifty. Scouts work to pay their way and help others. They save for the future and protect and conserve natural resources. Enjoy your naps. Next comic we have Pee-wee Harris looks at swimming. Pee-wee, This is Mission Control to Commander Harris. Do you read? Over.
Commander Harris, reading you all loud and clear. Over.
You are cleared for today's spacewalk to complete the exterior inspection. Over.
Roger that. Over. Ah, weightlessness, the best part of being an astronaut. All those years of training are totally worth it. Swimming through space like a cosmic catfish, a celestial salmon, a galactic guppy, and...
Pee-wee?
Pee-wee's friend. It's getting late, and my mom wants to know when you're going to be done using our pool. Oh, it's Commander Pee-wee, and I'll be done with your weightless training center soon. Have a nice dream, Pee-wee. And next we have the wacky adventures of Pedro. There's a bee and Pedro and his friend, another bee. Bzzz. Look at all these bees. I know, they're so busy. How do you suppose they are able to keep buzzing around like that all day? Well, I'm not sure, but they fly anywhere between 1 and 5 miles for food. Altogether, a good strong hive will fly the equivalent of circling the earth more than twice every day. Wow, where do you think they get all that energy? Bzzz, bzzz, little bees. Do you want me to leave room for cream? Yeah, just a little, says the bee. Page 40, sports and playing outside. Aren't the only ways to get exercise. Here are some ideas on how to include it in your daily routine with your parents' approval. Walk or bike where you need to go. School, scouts, practice, friend's house, library, store, etc. Walk your dog. Do yard work. On rainy days, play fitness video games. Learn more at go.scoutlife.org/fitness-first. Now let's learn some things about religious emblems. Episcopal. Episcopal scouts can learn more about their Christian faith by earning the following BSA awards. God and Me. The God and Me emblems is for scouts. This program helps Episcopal Cub Scouts become best friends with Jesus and tell their story of God and Me together. God and Family. The God and Family emblem is for Wiblo Scouts. This program helps Episcopal Wiblo Scouts understand the importance of family and God's role in a healthy family. God and Family provides an opportunity for Wiblo Scouts and their families to explore their faith together. God and Church. The God and Church emblem is for Episcopal boys and girls in grades 6 through 8. This program will lead them on a faith journey with three parts: meeting Jesus, worshiping God, and witnessing and ministering for Christ. And finally, the God and Light emblem is for Episcopal boys and girls in grades 9 through 12. In this program, based on the life of the Apostle Paul, as recorded in Acts chapter 9, verses 1 through 31, these youth will seek to understand their call to a life of discipleship. Moving on to page 41, what's up on scoutlife.org? The force is with these jokes. Brrr. Chiwi hates going to the vet. Make it a happy Mother's Day. Even more homemade gift ideas from mom at go.scoutlife.org/momsday. Dennis the Scout. Do you know the story behind this comic? Find out at go.scoutlife.org/Dennis the Menace. Us scouts gotta stick together. Tell me your best merit and I will choose the next king. I'm brave. I'm strong. I volunteer to wash patrol dishes. Mimi King, drop us an Instagram message with your best mimis. If they follow the scout law, you could be our next mimi royalty. Captions that made us. Where did you get your shell phone? Submitted by James G. Huh, so this is what surfing the web is like. That's from Curtis. Mom, we ran out of cellular data. That's from Home Dog 09. Hello, Uber, I need to beat a rabbit across town.
Ohio Scout. I just love this new aquarium app. Dat kid. Don't be so close to the phone, Daryl. It's bad for your eyes. That's from Band Geek. The side behind lag is me. That's from Turtle Man. I had to walk forever for good reception. That's from MCG. Loading, Greg E. It's a shell on a cell. Is that from Steve R. Write your caption at ghost.scottlive.org/funny-captions. Let's go on to Think and Grin, page 43 through 45. Charlie.
Knock, knock.
Samuel. Who's there? Charlie. Hatch. Samuel. Hatch who? Charlie. Bless you. That from Samuel B. in Antioch, Tennessee. Pedro's pick. Alex. A truck full of hair just crashed. Emmy. Oh, my. What was the cause? Alex. I don't know. Officers are still combing the area. That from Alex Y. in Spring Grove, Illinois. Thomas. Why did the astronaut clean his room? Lauren. Why? Thomas. Because he wanted some space. That's from Thomas H. in Louisa, Virginia. Abigail. Why are three-dimensional shapes so loud? Sarah. I haven't the foggiest. Abigail. Because they're measured in volume. That's from Abigail D. in San Jose, California. Will. Why do you never tell a joke to a tree? Bill. I don't know. Will. Because it'll be stumped. That's from Will B. in South Salem, New York. A puny book. Traffic Safety by J. Walker. That's from Dan H. in Juneau, Alaska. Tom Swifty. I got a touchscreen computer. Tom pointed out. That's from James N. in Appleton, Wisconsin. Colin, what's a pilgrim's favorite flower? Max, I'm stumped. Colin, a Mayflower. And from Colin M. in Elizabethton, Tennessee. Erica, what do you do for a living? Michael, I race cars. Erica, wow. Do you win a lot of races? Michael, no. The cars are usually much faster. And from Michael H. in Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin. And here we have a picture of a man at a lighthouse, a woman coming up to him. Are you the person who advertised for someone to do light housekeeping? That would be me. Micah, what did the genie grant the basketball player? Caleb, I don't know. Micah, three swishes. That's from Micah W. in Chandler, Arizona. Alex, knock, knock. Ben, who's there? Axel, Tank. Ben, Tank who? Axel, you're welcome. That's from Axel T. in Downers Grove, Illinois. A puny book, Exercise by Jim Coach. That's from Lucas B. in Tulane, California. Anna, what is a baseball player's least favorite Star Wars movie? Jimmy, I'm stumped. Anna, The Umpire Strikes Back. That's from Anna E. in Yorkville, Illinois. Wart Wiseman wonders, why is it still called a plant when you're done planting it? Interesting. Have some ENP in San Ramon, California. Austin, what's a tornado's favorite game? John, what? Austin, Twister. That's from Austin T. in Cumming, Georgia. A puny book, Lottery by Jack Potts. That's from Bandon P. in Yorba Linda, California. Continuing, I have a picture at the top of page 44. Three boys. To the older man, you're a wizard. Can't you do something about our hairy feet? We'll see. Will, what makes a bucket excavator a great reporter? Roger, what? Will, they always get the scoop. That's from Will M. in Marquette, Michigan. Andrew, how does Steve from Minecraft stay in shape? Mark, I don't know. How? Andrew, he runs around the clock. That's from Andrew W. in Silver Spring, Maryland. Michaela, I woke up on the wrong side of the bed. Jackson, how was it? Michaela, dusty. That's from Michaela D. in Eagle, Wisconsin. Tom Swifty, I miss my old mirror, Tom reflected. That's from Roger H. in San Diego, California. Aaron, why are obtuse angles so depressed? Ben, I don't know. Aaron, because they are never right, meaning right angles. Okay. That's from Aaron A. in Rancho Santa Margarita, California. Gus. So we hear big dog Gus with his two little friends. Gus has quite the vocabulary for a dog. Bow, wow, arf, and woof. But they all mean the same thing. Food. Paranaz. Why is it possible to play hide-and-seek with Pokemon characters? Yazdan, I have no clues. Paranaz, because they always pick Pikachu. That's from Paranaz H. in Charlotte, North Carolina. A Puny Book, How to Be Late by Just in Time. That's from Ali S. in Palo Alto, California. This buzzing in my ears is driving me crazy. Four bees on their way to do some pollination. A Puny Book, Staying Warm by Aunt Arctica. That's from Marcus H. in Cleveland Heights, Ohio. Alice, what is a chemist's favorite movie? Grace, what? The Addams Family. That's from Alice B. in Austin, Texas. Connor, what letter comes after X? Zach, why? Connor, I just wanted to know. That's from Connor M. in Ringwood, New Jersey. Benjamin, I want to quit my job and start making mirrors for a living. Lucas, why is that? Benjamin, it is something I can see myself doing. That's from Tegan Z. in Turnwater, Washington. Tom Swifty, that painting is very colorful, Tom said vibrantly. Alex B., Kernersville, North Carolina. Picture here, son, I'd love to tell you I think you'll go far in life, but I'd be lying. Two snails talking to each other. Scout Life will send you this official contributor patch for each joke of yours we publish. Send the joke on a postcard with your complete address to Think and Grin, Scout Life P.O., Box 15207, Irving, Texas, 75015-2079, or online at scoutlife.org. What's filled with facts, photos, and fun all in one? You are looking at it. Explore the world and all that's in it with the most popular kids' almanac on the planet. Get the latest info on all your favorite subjects, from animals and nature to science and exploration. And discover awesome activities, homework help, useful reference info, and more. So we see here on this back page the Almanac of 2022, National Geographic for Kids. Cool inventions, cool technology, bird photo booth, dog water fountain, big cats, amazing animals, fill in the blanks, our awesome ocean show and tell, the year's challenge. Don't forget to enter this year's Almanac Challenge to show or tell us about your favorite ocean creature or Nate Go Kids. /almanac. So remember, for this month, our suggestions, here are the departments, Hitch and Rack, page 2, Heads Up, page 3, Ask Us Anything, page 7, Scout Life Headliners, page 8. Fitness First, page 40. Religious Emblems, page 40. What's Up on scoutlife.org, 43 Thinking Grin. And the comics, Maze and More, page 26. Lion Pride, page 28. Tiger's Adventures, page 29. Wolfgang, 30. The Bear Bunch, page 30. Wiblos Woody, page 31. Dink, Duff, and Desi, page 32. Page 34, Pee Wee Harris. Page 35, Pedro. Page 38, Stouts in Action. Page 37, Stouts in Action. On the cover, whether it's a unit project, a recycling drive, or an act of kindness, here's how you can participate in the BSA's Summer of Service. Slow how to make it, strong and working. And finally, let's look at rainbows. We've run out of time for today's episode of Sports Illustrated for Kids. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm John Ivey, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Sports Illustrated for Kids is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.
The purpose of the North Carolina Reading Service is to connect people who are blind and print impaired with each other, their families, and the community by delivering news, information, and entertainment using the latest audio technology. For more information about the North Carolina Reading Service, visit us online at ncreadingservice.org. You can also give us a call. Our telephone number is 919-832-5138. That number again, 919-832-5138. The North Carolina Reading Service. We breathe words into your life.